You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is Friday, January 25th, 2019, week 275. I'm Dhruv Patel.
I'm Mike Steska.
And this is Destiny Pizza. It's time for some Netflix recommendations.
My recommendation is Hell or High Water with Chris Pine and Jeff Bridges.
Yeah, it's like a cowboy movie.
Yeah, it's like a modern day Western or two couple brothers trying to rob banks and Jeff Bridges, the sheriff, trying to stop them. A lot of fun. Nice. Good times. Really like that movie.
Mine's kind of like that, where it involves robbing people.
Okay.
And it's modern.
Okay. Is Chris Pine in it?
No. Ja Rule is, though. It's called Fire.
Ah, Ja Rule's in it. All right.
Yeah, Ja Rule.
Is that where he went after the Fast and Furious movies?
Yeah.
I'm going to be in this documentary. People
like,
hate me.
What a mistake, right? If they were like, hey, Ja, you want to be in Fast and Furious 3? And he's like, no, I'm never going to be in a Fast and Furious movie again.
Yeah, that's the franchise you want to latch yourself to and be like, I was a bit part in this movie. I'm in this universe. Bring me back.
You think he makes calls? So
yeah,
put me
probably.
Back in.
He's like trying
at to, this
like,
point.
I should be Tyrese level.
Yeah, he's like, I was in the first one.
He wasn't even in the first one. But like they even brought back like blanking name. What's the chick from the second one? I'm blanking on the name, right?
I have no idea.
Anyways, they brought somebody back from the second one for like an end credit scene. It's like they'll just take anybody from.
And they brought Han.
They brought back the guy from Tokyo Drift for
yeah.
like a
until
second.
They killed him off.
Bow Wow? Him, but no, the other guy, the main character, the white dude,
Lucas Black.
They like closed the loop of that Fast and Furious 3 in like the seventh one. When they went back to Tokyo, because that's the end of 3 is
yeah.
in the future. So, like, Dom meets up with him, and that, like, they close that loop. It was very strange. Like, he looks like he's 20 years older.
Yeah. It's weird, because I watch NCIS LA, or New Orleans.
Yeah.
And he's in that, and it's, like, so weird. Because I'm like, that guy was in Fast and Furious 3.
Yeah. should be a movie star. Why is he on the crew?
Yeah. Well, it's like him and Scott Bakula.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is where people go to die.
Yeah, but they can stay on that show for like
forever,
20 seasons.
And like get paid millions of dollars.
Whoa, what a great gig.
Like, I think Mark Harmon, he's like the guy who's in the original one.
Yeah.
And he's executive producer on all the other ones.
Yeah.
And he was in JAG.
My theory is it's like...
I think he's one of the highest paid people on TV.
That's nuts. My theory...
On a show that like no one watches.
I know. I think like two is just the first channel. And a lot of old people just like,
yeah, that's
never
what the theory
change.
Is.
That's got to be true, right? Because I feel like, who watches these?
I do. I've been watching them since, I've been watching NCIS since episode one.
You're still watching it?
Yeah.
Jeez. Oh, wow. That's a commitment to a show. I don't, not on any show.
And LA.
Long. Yeah, that's.
And New Orleans. Chris O'Donnell and
all
LL Cool J.
Wow. Jeez.
Dude, Chris O'Donnell and LL Cool J.
I know, but man, it's a lot of. A lot of NCIS's is...
It's like 3 hours a week.
I mean, I used to watch... Well, actually, I only watched the original CSI. But then I stopped. Like, I eventually give up on
you gotta
a lot
give
of
NCIS
shows.
A chance, man.
I've seen it. It's good. But I haven't seen the recent ones.
It's crazy.
Like, one the other guy who's, like, apparently not a good guy anymore. The guy who has his own show now was on NCIS.
Yeah.
When he left, I think I stopped watching. Because I was watching
what,
a little
you
bit.
Don't want to watch it with Wilmer Valderrama?
No. Well, he's on the show now? That is where people go to die. Like, I didn't know he was still acting.
Yeah.
I thought he was just done.
I was like, wow, that's a get. You got Fez?
He's big, man.
Yo mama.
How's that not still a show?
Yeah, it's crazy
Yo
how
mama.
That premise. They're like, yeah, diss each other's mothers.
That's going to work. It's a simpler time.
So yeah, those are the two recommendations.
Yeah.
It's time for free, the not free stuff, right? The foreign language game,
ooh.
Foreign title game.
Ooh, there's still some left. All right.
This movie is called "Fuck the News."
Anchorman.
Close enough. Anchorman 2: The Legend Continues.
Yeah. That would have not been my second guess, although it should have been. What was the first one called? That leads to that.
In
question.
Portugal, I don't know.
Love the news.
Yeah, it's like. Love the news. Next one, fuck the news.
So
third one,
is that
kill
a curse
the news.
Wait, what country?
Portugal.
So is Portugal don't care about curse words and titles, or are they like, just like, is it not as bad over there? Or is it like...
I think it might be normal.
Strange.
In German, I don't think you'll get this one. It's a Bill Murray movie. I'll give you that much hint. The title is I Think an Elk is Kissing Me. Ich glaube mich knusch ein Elch.
An elk is kissing me. Is it like...
Actually, that translation is, I think, I'm kissing it. I think I've kissed an elk.
Weird.
No, it's stripes.
Oh, stripes. I have not seen it, but I've heard it.
This is another fun one that I don't think you'll get. I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker. Have you heard of that movie?
Yeah.
In Germany, it's called Ghetto Busters.
Ghetto Buster. They should play that song. Yeah.
This one has a big hint in the title. 007 dies twice.
Died the day.
No.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's not that.
Really?
You only live twice?
Oh. Okay. Sorry. There's a lot of dying titles. Actually, there's those two.
In Czech Republic, Santa is a pervert! Exclamation mark.
It's a pervert.
This one has a lot of interesting titles around the world. I forgot what...
Elf?
No.
Santa Claus Coming to Town?
No, Bad Santa.
Oh. That makes sense.
Ooh, this is a nice one. In Italy, this movie is called If You Leave Me, I Delete You.
Whoa.
I think I found like the best article on weird foreign titles because this is a good... Some Black Mirror stuff, man.
Whoa. Is it like her?
Oh. Give you a hint, Jim Carrey.
Oh, Eternal Spotlight of Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
Yeah,
is it right?
This is an interesting one.
That's very like accurate to what that movie
is. Yeah.
Is.
In Hungary, this movie is called The Eighth Passenger: colon Death.
Whoa!
Like, that is such a metal title for this movie, but it's so right.
Eighth Bad. The Hateful Eight?
No.
Passengers?
No, think older.
Ocean's 11?
Think older.
What? Ocean's older? Last Passenger, Death?
The Eighth Passenger, Death.
Older.
Iconic movie. Sci-fi movie.
Alien?
Yeah. Alien.
Oh, Alien. Okay, the first Alien. Is she like the eighth person?
No, I think the alien is the eighth passenger.
Oh, there are like seven of them. Oh, wow. Very like literal. Like
in France, this movie is called Sexy Dance 5, All in Vegas.
What? Is it The Hangover?
No.
Is it...
It's the fifth one in the franchise.
Is it really the fifth one? What? What franchise have five movies?
Sexy Dance, the franchise.
Sexy Dance.
I'll give you a hint. Jay, what is his name? Director of Crazy Rich Asians?
John...
Cho.
John Chu?
Chu. Got his start in this franchise.
Fast and Furious 5?
No.
Sexy Dance?
No.
What other franchises are there? I'm blanking on franchises right now.
I think
Die Hard 5?
I think Channing Tatum was in the first one.
Step Up 5?
Yeah.
There's five of those?
Step Up All In. I think there's more than that.
What? I thought I could have sworn there's only like 3-4 at the most. Like there was Step Up 3D, I think. But then I thought they like stopped.
I think that's the one James Wan did. Or John Chu. James Chu.
Wow.
John Chu?
John Chu.
Yeah.
M. Chu.
Yeah.
I think.
Please Don't Touch the Old Ladies.
Bad Grip.
No. The Producers.
Captain Marvel.
The Producers. That's a good title for that. Yeah. Come on.
The Producers?
Yeah.
What?
This is another tough one you won't get.
Old Ladies?
Army of Darkness. Are you familiar with that? Evil Dead franchise? The first one, Army of Darkness?
No.
Captain Supermarket.
That's the name.
Is the Japanese title for it.
Oh,
Army of Darkness is the American title.
Okay, I'm trying to figure out what's... Yeah. They all sound implausible to me. I'm like, I haven't heard of this. Captain Darkness.
Oh, in Germany, this movie is called Austin Powers, Spy in the Secret Missionary Position.
Really?
Yeah.
Spy Who Shagged Me?
Yeah.
That's actually better. I like it. Is it Secret Mission?
Oh, this is a different...
I feel like that's better.
A different language for a movie we did, I think, last week.
Mm-hmm.
Happiness Therapy. I think in another country, this movie was called My Boyfriend is a Psycho.
Oh. Why am I still...
Oh, yeah. In Russia, it's called My Boyfriend is a Psycho.
I already forgot it.
J-Law. Biku.
Oh, it's what's the new title again?
Happiness Therapy.
Okay, yeah, it's the Silver Linings Playbook.
Yeah,
it's like the movie keeps slipping my mind.
In Japan, this movie's called Grandpa Carl's Flying House.
Oh,
yep. In France,
pretty apt.
Yeah. In France,
although it makes it sound like more magical, like, ooh, we're going on an adventure.
It's like Howl's Moving Castle.
Yeah, it's like, oh, Pee-wee's Big Adventure. Ooh, like, yeah, this is going to be fun.
It's a flying house. How's it flying? Find out.
Yeah.
In France, this movie is called Sex Friends.
Friends with Benefits, or is it the other one?
It's the other one. No Strings Attached.
What's the other one called? I wish you, like, look it up that way. Be like, what was that called? Like,
yeah,
because like, it probably could be the same title.
That's the problem, is like IMDb has like the straight up titles in French.
Yeah,
so it's not easy.
Yeah.
This movie, I don't think you'll get it, but I Heart Huckabees. Have you heard of that movie?
Yeah.
In Hungary, it's called Multinationals Go Home.
Whoa. What happens in that movie?
I have no idea.
I don't know the plot of it, but whoa, that doesn't sound right.
In Japan, this movie was called Wild Speed Max.
Speed? No. Fast and Furious?
Yeah.
The first one?
Fast and Furious, whichever one that is.
That's
the original?
Which one's the? I feel like that's 4. And the Fast and Furious is the first.
Yeah, I think this one's...
Oh, those titles must go bonkers in other countries.
Yeah, you want another one from that franchise in Japan?
I kind of want to run a...
Wild Speed Megamax.
They just add different adjectives.
Yeah.
So they don't even put like numbers in there. Like, what do they call Tokyo Drift?
I know, it's like normal driving time. Like wild speed, normal drive. Can you guess which one this is? If you can.
Which one?
Wild Speed Megamax.
Oh. Which in the franchise? What number? Wild Speed. I'm going to say... Probably 6.
No.
4? No, 4 was that first one.
Is Max.
Oh, Max. Is it 8?
No.
7?
No.
Is it 2?
No.
Is it 5?
Yeah.
Okay.
Obviously, if 4 is Max, 5 is Megamax.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense now. But, like, they always say, like, I feel like 4 and 5 are pretty different. I feel like 5 and 6 are more similar.
Yeah.
Like, 5 is where I think they got their act together.
They
so I
went.
Always feel, like, because 4 is, like, weird. They go to Mexico. It's like.
Is that the one where they start by stealing the gas on the truck that's going downhill? They steal a gas truck?
Yeah. That one's always weird to me. And then I'm like, oh, 5's where they kicked it off.
In Israel, this movie is called It's Raining Falafel.
What?
Do you know what a falafel looks like?
No. What is a falafel?
Kind of like a round brown ball. If there was a movie that had...
A round brown ball?
Falling from the sky.
What?
What movie would that be?
I have no clue.
Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs?
Oh. Sure. Did they change it to falafel in
Israel?
In Israel?
It seems so.
They like to do that in animation.
This is awesome. In Spain, this is the last one. In Spain, this movie starring Vin Diesel is called A Super Hard Kangaroo.
Kangaroo Jack?
Is Vin Diesel in Kangaroo Jack?
I don't think so, but like, I don't think so. That's either. The only kangaroo movie I can think of. Is it Triple X?
No.
Oh, Pacifier.
It is the Pacifier.
Is there a kangaroo in that movie?
Or no, but I think
because he has like the baby.
I think because he's a baby.
He's like a kangaroo.
Yeah.
I'm like, there's only so many movies Vin Diesel's actually in. Shouldn't be that hard to guess.
Yeah, that's it. Good Sweet. Job, Mike.
I really like that game.
That is a fun game.
I don't know how sustainable it is.
How can do you but think it, we can monetize that?
How's that not already like a game? It is. We stole it from
that game. Well, we stole like that was just a segment. I'm saying like if it was a card.
Yeah.
And then
that should be like a whole game. Like
I think we can develop a card game like that where it's like the movie title and then it's translations and it gets more obvious as you go.
Yeah.
And you try to, it's like 5 points, 4 points.
That definitely can be a card game.
Let's do it. The Destiny Pizza card game is coming.
Yeah, that's a good game. I think that's the best game.
And then we'll, on the other side, we'll do weird drawings based on what the top title is.
Yeah, yeah. Like,
so if it's like,
what it would actually look like.
Yeah.
Like the falafel or like whichever.
Yeah. Maybe not. Maybe the second time when we release a game, we'll do that.
Yeah.
But the first time, it's just going to be simple.
Yeah.
That would actually be very easy to make.
I think so, too. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, we should
do
that.
It's a fun game and it's simple.
Yeah. How was your week?
My week? This is a rainy week.
Yeah.
So I just stayed inside a lot of the time. I don't like to go out in the rain so much. It was all right. I didn't do much this week. Yeah, I wasn't really up to much. Hanging around, watch some movies.
Yeah, same here. Right?
Yeah.
One day I went to sleep at 7:30.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. That's intense. Yeah, like we're still like migrating email at my work.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then I think Wednesday, like people just weren't getting emails.
Oh, really?
And so people were coming at me and yelling at me.
Yeah, fix this!
And I'm like, I can't.
Does that mean it's just like, go, like it's going to happen?
Well, it's because like we're waiting for one person to fix their stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And they were sick.
Oh.
So then when they got in the office, I was like on them. I was like, you have to do it now.
Yeah. Holding everybody else up.
Yeah. So. Yeah. And then I bought on Reddit, some guy posted that he was selling all his miniature paints.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's getting out of the hobby. So I bought them all because it was a steal. Nice. So that was pretty cool. Yeah, I don't know. I didn't do anything this week.
Yeah, really. Really just like lazy week.
I always think of stuff when I'm during the week. I'm like, oh, I should mention this on the podcast on Friday.
It's always hard to remember.
I'm putting in the notes now. I need to start putting in the notes.
Because I do that with movies I've watched. Like, oh, I watched that movie. And then I was like, did I watch that movie this week?
Yeah.
Like weeks ago.
I started, like, I went to Aquaman with my family. Mm-hmm. All five of us went together. It was I can't remember last time we did that.
That's crazy.
And, it was weird because like these two kids were in front of us and they, it was at Aliso and they opened, they like went, one of them went to the back and opened the door for their friends and their friends snuck in.
Yeah.
But it was reserved seats.
Yeah. See, that doesn't work. Yeah, it doesn't work.
So they like sat and then we saw the people come whose seats they were, told them to move and then they moved and then we saw those people where they moved to come.
Yeah.
So they had to like move twice, but then nothing happened.
Yeah, because I'm sure like,
it was like pretty empty.
It's late in the run, so it's not going to be.
But I was like, how bold? Like,
yeah. Well, I went to a movie this week, and like the people sitting next to me were like, it was in reserve seating, and it was a packed house, and they were just like sitting in the wrong seats. And I'm like, what do you guys think was going to happen? They're going to tell you to move, like, especially reserve seats nowadays. They're like, pretty much all the theaters around me are reserve seats now.
Yeah.
I think there
are only reserved seats.
I think so too.
Because at Aliso, the theater we went to wasn't like a VIP theater or anything.
Yeah, I think
it was just like a.
I think everywhere is reserved. where the like the last stragglers were like, I think Aliso was one of the ones that wasn't for a
or
while.
Or maybe it's, maybe at Aliso it's like on weekend, like important, like big showings they do reserved.
Yeah.
Like Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
I just think everybody likes reserved.
I prefer it.
Because no one likes, lines shouldn't exist.
Like even, why? No, because now
like
I order.
The premieres are the big thing. Yeah. It's like, we used to wait like hours for.
Oh my
like,
God, the worst.
It's like so stupid.
And then I started using Atom.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so that's cool because you get to choose your seats.
Yeah.
And then you can and change then,
them, right?
Yeah, you can change them.
Mm-hmm.
And you can order concessions ahead of time. So I always do that.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like, there's like a super long concession line. And I look like the jerk because I'm like waving someone down. I'm like, I ordered already.
Yeah.
You just have to scan my phone and give me my food.
Yeah.
And yeah. So.
Yeah, they're making, well, they have to, but they're making movie theater.
Like streamlined.
A lot easier, yeah.
But it's weird because they got rid of the ropes.
Yeah. Yeah, there's just people now.
It's just like, a guy. You can just like walk past the dude.
Yeah. Yeah. But I think like the reserve is like hurting. I mean, unless you go to a, like newer movies, it's harder to see. But like you can only like hop movies if they're later in their run.
That and so then like there are, in my opinion, there are seats that will not sell.
Yeah, like the front seats.
Yeah, like if you're in a reserve theater. So what they should do is they should just open up a concession stand at the bottom.
Yeah.
In the theater.
Yeah.
And then just run it before the movie.
Yeah, I don't know why they don't have a guy coming around.
They used to do that.
Yeah.
Remember?
They should do that.
That was amazing.
They should do that still because it's like, yeah, but I'll impulse buy. Like,
and especially now because card swipers are everywhere.
Yeah. So you think it'd be pretty easy to do. Like instead of just having VIP serve you, it's like you should have a guy. Like a baseball game, just walking around, and be like, oh, I got it.
Popcorn, candy, drinks.
It would make sense.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Movie theater business maybe it's doing pretty well. So.
Yeah, they know what they're doing now because I think it just costs too much money to have someone do that.
That's probably what it is.
But I'm pretty sure like the conversion rate on like the customer is higher. Like if someone, I'm probably more likely to buy. If there's like someone coming into my theater.
Yeah, I just don't want to wait in that line. The big part of it.
Because it felt like there was like 2 years where they were doing that, where they would have the person.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, and they were doing like, remember they're giving away posters and stuff before? That's trivia.
I think they might still do that at like bigger, I feel like it's always bigger movies.
I haven't seen in forever.
Like when, what about like, wasn't there a thing before when we watched Avengers? Like, wasn't there somebody coming around? Am I remembering that wrong?
Yeah, I remember that.
I think like every so often it happens.
But that was also a midnight showing. Like,
It was the first show. It was like a 7.
No.
Oh, Avengers? Did we go to a midnight?
For Avengers 1?
Oh, yeah. I'm not thinking Avengers 1. I'm thinking Avengers Infinity War. Didn't we have one? Didn't people walk around or maybe not?
No. That was 7 p.m.
Okay. Yeah, the first Avengers was like a midnight. That's where we waited in that long line. That was crazy.
Dark Knight was a long line. And then Harry Potter. For some reason, I volunteered for that long line, even though I didn't care. Because I hadn't seen, like, 3 of them.
Yeah. But there was that sweet part where, well, they didn't have reserved seatings, but, like, when they went to the 7 p.m. showings, and, like, still
no one would go
to them. They just didn't know they existed. It was the weirdest time. You see people in this huge line, and we're
for
just...
midnight, and you're midnight, just walking in and walking out and being like, that movie was awesome. I'm going to go to sleep and work tomorrow.
Yeah, that's
going
to be the weirdest gray period of time that exists in movie going, because you're like, what are people doing?
I think it still exists.
People waiting for midnight showings?
When there's like, a 7 p.m. showing?
Even when there's reserved seating?
Oh, maybe not.
Yeah, like, maybe not. Because I feel like it's all reserved seating now. That does not exist
anymore. Yeah.
Like, it's existed pretty recently. Like, I'm sure for the last Avengers, we would have seen lines.
Well, yeah, because they did, like, not reserve seating, too.
Yeah, exactly. It exists.
Where now,
I think it's like
purely
gone.
Reserved.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's nice.
So
I prefer it.
The only times is sometimes people come in late.
Sucks. Like, that happened to me on Free Solo.
Yeah, is that they come in the middle and they're like, because they have their own seats, it's like they don't have to get there. So it's like, but it doesn't have to.
No.
But it can. It's more likely to.
Mm-hmm. What's on Netflix today, Mike?
We got Animas. Is that how it's pronounced?
I guess so. Anima.
Black Earth Rising. Club de Cuervos, Season 4. Kingdom. Medici the Magnificent, Polar, Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, Season 4, Part 2, and
No, and then on Sunday.
Oh, Sunday. Z Nation, season 5. Wrote it in a weird font.
And that's it. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.